I bring to you grace and peace from God our Father through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Leading rightly and following rightly are essential qualities of a healthy Christian life. Not just leading, not just following, but doing both righteously are essential qualities of a healthy Christian life. In other words, there is a time to be a chief and there's a time to be an Indian. There's a time to be a quarterback and a time to be a receiver. There's a time to be offensive and defensive. I'm not sure that exactly follows, but you get my point. As we are in a season here at Concordia of some turnover in our youth ministry, I've had the opportunity to sit with many members of our youth families, youth ministry families, and share a vision as the senior pastor of this is kind of the direction as a chief I see us going. But you know, Concordia Kirkwood is not filled with shrinking violets or wilting daisies. We have a lot of chiefs in this congregation, and one of the joys of being in those conversations, those town hall meetings and the confirmation meetings that are going to be happening on Tuesday and Wednesday night of the coming week, is to watch as moms and dads who are chiefs in their house with their teenagers, 6th through 12th graders, as they stand up and they take responsibility for their Christian home. It's a joy for me to see that. And one of the most important things that I communicate to that segment of our congregation, but really to you all, is that there are times for us as ministry staff to be chiefs. There are also essential times for us to be followers, to listen to the voice and the heart and the themes and the dreams that come from our congregation, which is God's people gathered. And to hear the Holy Spirit speak through you to us as staff, to the church council, and to say, we are listening. You see, because it's not just important in a sermon, but it's important by way of practice, being a right kind of leader, leading rightly, being a right kind of follower, following rightly, righteously, are essential qualities of a healthy Christian life. What essentially is bubbling around underneath the texts for today's message. There is a word that comes from God, and certainly He is chief all the time. A word that comes from God in Holy Scripture, and that word sometimes is abrasive to us. It sometimes causes us to stumble, to hiccup, to lose pace with His will. But it is a word from Him nonetheless. By nature, we typically, when we are in an abrasive moment, when we are in a stumbling situation, we want to regain control, to take the conch, to step up and assert ourselves, typically our sinful self-serving selves, and say, no, this is the way I want it done. But remember, it's not just about leading, it's also about following. It's about learning the oscillating rhythm of being a leader and a follower that's essential to God's people. But in this case, especially for us this morning, to learn what it means to follow, we receive a horse pill of sorts. A horse pill of sorts when we read in Ephesians chapter 5 about the kind of service that a wife is to render to husband, a husband is to render to wife, and I am so thankful that John Hartman did not receive tomatoes, rotten ones at that, as he read those challenging words to us. Challenging words that undermine our general chiefiness. Our general inclination always to assert, to force, to dominate, to control, to lead. I'm thankful that at least you listened. I'm not sure what's going on in the hearts underneath that listening, but here's the truth. Leading rightly and following rightly are essential to a healthy Christian life, soul. And so if we're going to be serious today about what it means to live under the authority of God's Word, not just what is being spoken of with what is being spoken of Ephesians chapter 5, but so many other hot-button issues in the church today, that cause us to resist God, to question Him out of hand, to debate, to argue, instead of stepping back for a moment in the quietness of prayer and wrestling and asking God, what are you really asking for me here? What obedience do you desire from me? To come confessionally to Him and say, I sin daily. There is a corruption that is bubbling underneath the skin of mine, and that corruption constantly is at war with you, O God. So teach me, what am I to learn today? And to realize that in the sermon title, there is the answer. There is the answer to all the friction and argumentation and debating that goes on in our heart of hearts when God's forceful word comes to us and says, this is my leadership, now follow me. It's underneath the banner of His great love and mercy. You see, when leadership is just leadership for leadership's sake, or following is just following for some other motive or reason, then that leadership and following can turn into abuse or mistreatment. Domination of an illicit kind. But when that leading is born out of a heart of love that is centered in another person, in the well-being of another person, when that following comes as a response to the love you trust is coming from that leading voice in your life, at that stage, now we're getting closer to what the heart of God is for leading and following righteously in this world, in this life of ours. So often when I preach on the Ephesians 5 text, so often when I am in conversation about it, leading and following, submission and respect are really simply transactional chits. They are simply monetary funds of emotional domination. And we lose sight that in that text, at the heart of it all, is a cry from bride to groom, from groom to bride, I love you. I'm doing this because I want to serve you. Not because I want to get a medal, not because I want to have power over you, but implicit in that Ephesians 5 text is the love that a husband is to have for a wife for her husband, and that love is then tethered to the greatest love, which is in Jesus Christ, who, as Scripture said, came not to be served, but to serve, to give His life as a ransom for the many. God, in His great lordship and sovereignty over creation, shows that sovereignty, shows that leadership by putting Himself underneath the authority of humankind for a time. Shows His great love for us by submitting to the needs of the world because of your and my sin. And so today, as we talk about what it means to lead rightly and follow rightly, as we see that bubbling up underneath the biblical witness for us, we focus our eyes on Jesus Christ, who for the joy set before Him endured, submitted Himself to the cross, scorning its shame, accepting what it meant to follow God's will, His Father's will, and then by God's grace was elevated to the right hand of authority until all authorities are brought under submission to Him finally, decisively, and when at the end He may show His lordship by welcoming His redeemed people to His heavenly throne. That's what ministry is all about. Ministry is not just about directing this kind of action and following this kind of direction. Ministry is born out of a pastor, out of a staff saying, we serve here because we love you. And you know love in two ways. First, thank you for loving me. I will follow where you lead, Pastor. But thank you for loving me also by listening to my heart song. By listening to what it means in my own house for Christian ministry to get done with my teenage son, my teenage daughter. What it means in my house to help my husband or my wife who is now in hospice. For all the ages and stages of life, for us to be in that constant, dynamic, self-giving, love-centered conversation of following and leading, of oscillating back and forth. That's what the rhythm and heartbeat of the Christian church looks like. That's what God's vision is. The vision starts in His Word, but more than anything, it starts in the Word made flesh, Jesus, who comes as great leader and Lord, rabbi and teacher, but then shows what He preaches by way of example. As you come today to this supper, it's an opportunity to reassess how you lead those entrusted to your care. It's a time for you to reassess how you follow those who are given in authority over you, and how we, all of us, transact the Christian love that God has birthed into our hearts through the love of Jesus, who loves us sinners all the way to that heavenly day. So as we wrap up today, would you bow your hearts and heads with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank You for Your leading and for our following. Thank You, O God, for our leading in the name of Jesus, and for the followers You may entrust to our care in many and various ways and vocations. We ask You, O God, give us wisdom in our leading. Give us grace, humility in our following. All for the sake of the gospel mission in us, to us, through us, to this world. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.